Welcome to the presence of a giant. You are standing before Paolo Veronese's The Wedding Feast at Cana, a work so massive it does not merely occupy the room. It commands the very air you breathe. The Colossus of Venice. This is the largest painting in the Louvre, a staggering 67 square meters of canvas. In 1562, the Benedictine monks of San Giorgio Maggiore in Venice commissioned Veronese to cover the far wall of their refectory. He worked for 15 grueling months to orchestrate this sprawling biblical banquet. The intent was immersive, to create a structural illusion that the monks were dining in the physical presence of the divine. Because of its monumental scale, the work had to be executed on separate strips of canvas, stitched together with such surgical precision that the joins remain almost entirely imperceptible. The architecture of colour. To prevent a composition of 130 unique figures from dissolving into chaos, Veronese employed a sophisticated mastery of linear perspective combined with complementary contrast. Observe the pale marble columns and the receding balconies. They act as a rhythmic skeleton, funneling the viewer's gaze toward the motionless, central figure of Christ. The true technical brilliance, however, lies in his use of colour. Veronese placed expensive lapis lazuli blues directly adjacent to sun-drenched oranges and searing crimsons. This creates a visual vibration. This chromatic tension makes the scene feel acoustic, festive, and urgent. You do not simply observe this gathering. You feel the heat of the crowd and the phantom resonance of the instruments. It transforms a distant miracle into a living, breathing Venetian gala. The plunder of Napoleon. The history of this canvas is defined by a grand architectural kidnapping. In 1797, during the Italian campaigns, Napoleon's troops seized the masterpiece as war booty. To facilitate its transport to Paris, they committed a breathtaking act of iconoclasm. They sliced the canvas in half horizontally. For years, the painting existed in fragments, a victim of imperial greed. Though the pieces were eventually reunited and restored, the monks never recovered their treasure. This survival story fundamentally shifted the world's perspective on the work. It is no longer viewed solely as a religious centerpiece, but as a resilient survivor of geopolitical upheaval. It stands today as a haunting testament to the vulnerability of beauty in the path of power. The artist's hidden signature. Beneath the surface of this crowded feast lies a sophisticated moment of self-reflection. If you focus on the quartet of musicians in the center foreground, dressed in brilliant white, you will find a gathering of legends. The man playing the viola da gamba is not a biblical character. He is Paolo Veronese himself. Surrounding him are the other titans of the Venetian Renaissance. Titian handles the double bass, while Tintoretto performs on the violin. By casting himself and his rivals as the musical accompaniment for Christ, Veronese encoded a bold philosophical statement that the artist is the true conduit for the divine harmony. Note his expression. He is not looking at the miracle of the wine. His eyes are fixed on the internal rhythm of the music, a subtle reminder that while empires fall, the harmony of art endures.